99% of us, trail running is generally a hobby, and as such, it should be mostly enjoyable. But what makes it enjoyable? And the answer to that is probably as varied as the people that you'll meet on the trails. But if you did ask, you'll probably find some reoccurring themes, such as an appreciation for being out in nature, and the experience of beautiful places, and being able to share that with like-minded people. But what if we, as trail runners, simply through our actions, we're actually contributing to the transformation of these beautiful places through the inadvertent transport and introduction of alien plant species? It's an important question, and in particular for protected area managers. Protected areas are often seen as ecologically intact, but are frequently challenged by alien invasive plants. So this led to a research project, this collaboration between SANParks and Nelson Mandela University, and we worked with an event organization company over a two-year period covering four races, all occurring within a protected area. We cleaned the shoes of 682 runners. From that, the debris we used in a germination trial where we spread the debris over sterilized sand that had been placed within seed trays. Amongst this, we had seed trays filled with sterilized sand only that acted as a control so that we could quantify if there was any contamination of our germination trial from external sources. The germination trial lasted for 1 year, and at the end of that, these were our results. We identified 33 species from 9 families. 45% of the species were alien to the area where the events occurred. And more than that, 11 species constituted potentially new introductions that had never been recorded in the protected area before. 3 families comprised most of these species. They were the Poaceae, or the grasses, which had 14 species, 7 of which were alien. The Asteraceae, or the daisies, where we had 6 species, of which 3 were alien, and the Caryophyllaceae, or the carnations, which had 4 species, 3 which were alien. Control of established alien species is very costly, and the prevention of new introductions is a much better approach. So our results showed that trail runners can and do transport seeds and potentially result in new introductions into protected areas. So as trail runners, what should we be doing about it? Firstly, clean your shoes. Clean them frequently. Clean them not only when you're about to do an event or after an event, but also when you're doing your training runs. Secondly, event organizers and protected area managers need to work together to come up with novel and effective means of biosecurity prior to races. These are pretty simple behavioral changes that we can all implement. And if we did do so, we could contribute to biodiversity conservation, while also helping with the cost of alien invasive control. Until then, enjoy the trails and clean your shoes.